Let's start today's episode with a question. So, what does it really take to build a workplace where people feel connected, they feel valued, and they're motivated to bring their best selves to work? Our guest today is Marissa Trujillo, and she believes that this starts with thinking through how we're bringing people into the organization, how connected they feel early on with the work that they're doing and the relationship they have with those on the team, and just having that personal connection that someone is there and cares for them and wants to support them as they're learning all this new stuff that comes with a new job. So I really want you to hear from her and what she has to say. At this point, it's like an honorary question that everyone that comes on this podcast gets asked what their top five strengths are. What's interesting about Marissa's is I already know her top five just from working with her and being on the same team. What caught my eye when I looked at her strengths and we talked about them for the first time was her discipline strength. And that one is actually one of the least common strengths to show up in someone's top five. And I think it only happens like 7% of the time. So it's always cool and interesting to look at strengths, to look at ones that maybe don't show up as much and to really try to understand them a little bit better. So hopefully you also get that experience too, that you get to listen in to someone that leads with a different kind of strength, like discipline for Marissa, and learn a little bit more about how she thinks about things. I don't want to waste any more time with this introduction. Let's get into this interview. I can't wait for you to hear more about what Marissa has to say. Okay, so we have Marissa Trujillo here, and since I want to give you the floor, Marissa, just tell us a little bit about you, maybe how you got into this position here as HRIS Talent Acquisition Specialist here at Valleywide.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to be here and share a little bit more about my journey. I currently serve as a HRIS Talent Acquisition Specialist with Valleywide. When I first started, I was a support staff at Alamosa Family Medical Center. Then I transitioned into the HR department as a HR assistant. Then I went up to a HR generalist. And then now I'm in the position that I'm in as a HRIS talent acquisition specialist.
Oh my goodness, that's really awesome. Just to hear that and your drive and your interest in kind of like moving up in the organization. So I think that's really cool.
No, definitely. I feel really fortunate to be in a role that lets me blend, you know, that people-centered work. So it's really, really exciting stuff.
Cool. Well, Marissa, so we know a little bit about you. I will always love asking anyone that comes on the podcast what their strengths are. So what are your top strengths and maybe a little about how you got to utilize those strengths at this time?
Yeah, good question. So my top Clifton strengths are discipline, responsibility, consistency, relator, and empathy. I also have some really close backups with positivity, achiever, belief, arranger, and deliberative. So I feel like the most that show up in my work of my strengths would be discipline, responsibility, and consistency. I really thrive on creating structure, creating systems that work really great, and ensuring that every employee and candidate gets a fair and consistent experience. So that's really key to me, making sure that everything is people-friendly as well as operational. I also have my relator and empathy strengths. I feel like that is like the heart of how I connect with other people. I really value authentic relationships and I want people to feel heard, seen, and supportive, not just as employees or applicants, but as individuals.
I love that. So do you feel like you use all of these strengths like equally? Do you feel like there's ebbs and flows?
I would definitely have to say that my relator and empathy and discipline and responsibility come up very, very high within my role here. I have a really big heart and I'm also very, you know, self-disciplined and I want things to be, you know, a certain way and have that consistency just so everyone has that same experience and, you know, feels welcomed all at once as well.
Yeah. Well, I work with you all the time and I feel like this is always a great opportunity to highlight how my strengths generally are strategic and green and yours are a lot of purple. And I feel like we play off of each other often because of that. because you're so good at the structural piece of it, and you help me kind of right-size my ideas to what's attainable. So anyway, thank you so much for sharing your strengths. I do want to kind of dive a little bit deeper into that. So I know you kind of touched on this, but where do you see your strengths and how they help you as a recruiter, and especially how to find that right person for the right role?
Yeah, so I feel like my Clifton strengths help me go beyond, you know, just the resume and really see the person for who they are. So how they work, what motivates them, and how they naturally operate. You know, as a recruiter, that is very invaluable with strengths. You know, I have that empathy and relator. I want to know their story, not just what they've done, but how they do it and what drives them as a person.
Yeah, that's beautiful. As someone that doesn't really lead with a lot of relationship building, I always admire people that do just connect with people so easily. So, and I think that that's a perfect fit for someone that's looking for people to fit into a certain role at the organization.
Definitely. And I feel that, you know, I try to be very thoughtful and intentional with my hiring decisions. I want to get it right for the person, for our team, and for our organization. I just want that more. You know, I don't want to just fill a position because we need to. I feel like looking at the bigger picture is way more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a perfect segue for me to ask you about managers. So how do you see managers being able to use Clifton strengths when they go through the training or they get their team's training for hiring new positions, or even in general, just building that multidimensional team? And by that, I mean like having a little bit of all those colors, the influencing, the relationship building, strategic, and the executing.
Yeah, so I feel like when supervisors understand what strengths are, why we're using them, maybe they'll stop looking at that one ideal candidate and start looking for, you know, that complementary talent. That's where I feel like the magic does happen. It's also, you know, kind of like putting a puzzle piece together. I feel like every piece matters, but they're not all the same. I feel like using the Clifton strengths, managers can start to ask, where do we need more strategic thinking, more relationship building, more execution? And I feel like, you know, with my consistency and responsibility Clifton strengths, I naturally lean into fairness and equality. Strengths can also, you know, really help our hiring managers not just see or base their decisions on who they like or who they're familiar with, but with someone that truly fits in the role or the position, but, you know, as well as adds value to the team, for sure.
Yeah. Well, when you said consistency, I like lit up. That's one of my favorites to talk about in the Clifton Strengths trainings that we're doing across the organization, because consistency falls in that executing category. And so you would think consistency in getting the same tasks done, but it also is how you treat people. And so generally the consistency strength strives on treating people fairly and equally. And so it's really interesting and cool that you mentioned that in yours as well. So I just wanted to give that little strength a shout out, because I think it's so cool. And I see it just bits and pieces across the organizations that we've done this training. All right. So we've kind of talked about the bigger picture with managers. We've talked a little bit about you as a recruiter kind of seeing that bigger picture. But let's just talk, I guess, more personally about you. Do you remember the moment for you when you were like, wow, this strength stuff, it has the potential to make an impact for myself, for employees in general? Can you just tell me a little bit about what that moment was like for you?
I do. So I feel like my wow moment would have came during a team conversation where people, you know, started opening and sharing their strengths for the first time. You know, someone did say, now I understand why I think this way and why that's actually a strength and not a flaw. I feel like that really stuck with me. And as, you know, someone with empathy and belief, I really care deeply about people feeling valued for who they are. You know, that moment showed me that their strengths can give people a new lens, one that highlights what they naturally do well and helps them feel more confident, more empowered. I feel like that's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask too. So when you took the strengths assessment and you got your results back and you were reading it back, did you feel like it aligned to you?
110%. Yes, I do. I feel like it was very true to me, and it kind of gave me a better understanding of who I am and why I might do things a certain way.
I always like to think about that too, because I'm like, yeah, this sounds like me. And I remember like taking my report home and showing my fiance, and I was like, he's all, yep, that's you. So super fun. Marisa, you've had the unique opportunity to actually join me on the Strengths Trail. So when we were going to these different locations to do this training. So given that you have that perspective, you've been there, you've watched other people as they're learning strengths for the first time, what do you think might be good for employees to know about that strengths work?
Yeah, good question. So one thing I'd love for employees to know is that strengths are not just about what you're good at. They're about how you show up and what energizes you. It's not just a self-assessment. It's, you know, I feel like it's more of a self-awareness tool. You know, we are often focused on our top five, but I feel like there's a whole other, you know, ecosystem of strengths within. And sometimes the most growth comes from understanding the base of your strength, you know, like how my responsibility can lead me to take on too much. And we don't talk about that part, you know, I feel like enough when people may have that. But I feel like that's where real development happens. And from someone, you know, that has discipline and consistency, I want people to know that you don't have to change who you are to grow. You just need to learn how to manage and aim your strengths more intentionally.
I love that you brought up the basement piece of this conversation, because we do touch on it in the strengths training, but I agree, maybe not enough. But I'll give you like a good example. So my number one is achiever. I see achiever somewhat often in the strengths profiles, and the achiever strength in itself is hard because, and maybe most executing strengths are difficult because people generally get feedback from managers, from other people that they're doing such a great job and they're taking on all this stuff to just get things done off their to-do list. And what's difficult about that is you might be in the basement where you're taking on too much, or you're being overworked, but the feedback you're getting is totally opposite of that. So it's very confusing for someone who loves to get stuff done when people are saying, do more.
Yeah, that can definitely be a struggle as well, because I feel like, I mean, I don't want to speak for others, but I feel like even just myself of, you know, work getting done so much that it's hard to tell your supervisor no sometimes, and you tend to overload yourself and you get stressed and stuff like that. But you know, we all just like need to learn how to have our voice and kind of figure that out and, you know, have that work-life balance as well.
Yeah, and I think that that's good insight too for the manager. Even when we started talking about that, is the manager having some awareness that you have a lot of executing, you have a lot of achievers or whatever that strength is, and this is what it looks like when that strength is being overutilized. So you can kind of see that and those patterns maybe before the employee feels safe to say that or feels like they can say that. So I think it is like a, it's super cool that the manager is going to have that insight too. Okay. Well, I have plenty of other questions to ask you. So let me take a step back. When I came up with the idea to do the podcast, I wanted it to be, I think first and foremost, just talking about employee engagement. And, you know, the spark has really been focused on strengths work because that's a big component of that. But I do want to kind of make that conversation bigger. So I know that you recently went through your own personal development and took part in a recruitment and retention training program. Tell me some of the things that you found interesting from that, that just kind of lit a fire in you from that training and this work.
Yeah, so I do feel like that training truly reinforced a lot of what I believe at my core. So that recruitment and retention are, you know, people first strategies. It gave me fresh insight into how you can build systems that are efficient but still deeply human. You know, as I mentioned, I have my strengths as achiever and belief. I feel like those strengths really light up in that space. I've walked away thinking, how can we make this better, more authentic, more supportive? I really like to brainstorm. So after that, I started brainstorming ways on how we can improve transparency in the hiring process and create like a smoother onboarding for our new hires. I really feel like that training showed me a lot more insight in what I could do to improve to make people feel more welcome, respected, and valued.
Yeah, and so you said that, and it made me immediately think about the strides you have made with that, and all of the stuff that I saw that you have created through workforce development on that SharePoint site. So I really feel like you are treading your own path. So just tell me, how have your strengths played a role in those recent ideas and spotlights, and maybe what those are for people that maybe haven't seen them yet?
Yeah, so I'm not too sure if you guys are aware, but we do have a page on the workforce development site, like Sylvia said. It's called the Recruitment Center. I feel like this project really allowed me to bring several of my strengths together. You know, my arranger strength helped me organize and connect all of the moving parts, while my responsibility and consistency ensured that all of the information is accurate, easy to find, and up to date. So we do have a section that highlights our new hires, which comes straight, you know, from my relator and empathy strengths. I want every team member to feel seen, welcome, and celebrated from day one. We also have another section in the Recruitment Center that we call the Employee Testimonials. This is where Valleywide staff share what they love about working here, and I feel like it's a way to amplify real voices and remind everyone of meaningful impacts that we make every single day here at Valleywide. And I do feel like that comes from my belief in positivity. I want people to feel proud of where they work and stay connected on a bigger purpose. We do also have another section. I know there is a lot on here. We have another section, like I said, called the Talent Pipeline. That is under our Hiring Hub as well. So on the Hiring Hub, you can see where staff who is coming on board, what positions are in the works. I feel like that visibility supports open communication, builds anticipation, and helps, you know, departments prepare and collaborate better. To me, it's not just about sharing data, you know, it's more about building that community. It's all part of making the hiring process feel less like a black box and more like a shared journey. I feel like that's something that really aligns closely with my belief that people first systems lead to stronger engagement and connection.
Yes, and I definitely want to share that when we meet with the new hires at orientation, and we just start telling them about the work that you've created on the SharePoint site, people like light up, because I do feel like not a lot of organizations commit to that level of transparency. And so I do really, like I said, I feel like you're treading your own path. I feel like your approach and your focus is really highlighting the really cool personal experiences that people have here at the organization and to their job and to their personal life, right? Like, we get to see and read about employees. And there's things when I've read about our new hires or about employees in the employee testimonial that I didn't necessarily know before and I wouldn't have known. So I think that's a really cool thing. Okay. When we talk about engagement, the underlayer of engagement and putting people before the work, it really thrives on that connective piece. And so I've watched you be really successful in this. But for the listeners who are curious, how do you personally stay so connected to people across the organization?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I really feel like connection is everything to me. So as a relator, I feel like I am energized by deep, authentic relationships, like I said at the beginning of the podcast. I really try to move beyond surface level interactions, and I really like to get to know the person or the people that I'm working with, you know, connect more on a deeper level of what matters to them, what challenges they're facing, and how I can support them in any way that I can. And I also feel like my positivity comes up in this as well, of, you know, helping me stay approachable and open. I believe in, you know, bringing a sense of encouragement to every interaction. And also, another strength I was just thinking about, you know, being deliberative, that strength can help me listen more than I speak. I want to be more thoughtful and intentional, not just what I say, but how I show up. So staying connected means being consistent, present, and honestly, genuinely interested in others. I feel like that's what builds trust.
Yeah. I have so many strengths questions that come up when people mention their strengths. So is it okay if I ask you a little bit about the positivity strength, just a little bit, and just kind of share maybe, I mean, you have talked about it, but I love to ask people about strengths that I don't have. Like, I really thought at core I was a positive person, and people have said that about me. But when I look at my strengths report, it is like 20 something. And so I don't know, what does it mean to lead with positivity? Is it just always seeing the bright side in every situation? What does it look like for you?
I definitely do try to see the bright side of everything, as well as, you know, making sure everything's being taken care of as effectively and great as we can. You know, like I mentioned before, I really want people to feel valued, welcome, respected, and like they matter here. So I feel like, I don't know, that one's a really hard question for me to answer, because I just feel like it naturally is just there. I don't have to try very hard for it to be present in my everyday interactions with people. But, you know, sometimes I may not be the most positive person. Sometimes, you know, we're all are human. I do just feel like it's just very easy and very natural to me.
Yeah. So when you mentioned just talking a little bit about positivity, it made me think back to your relator strength. And I always like to pair 1, 2, 3, all your strengths to kind of see how they fit together and how they look for you. So I could definitely see, since you have relator and you have positivity, and that relator, you know, wants those deep connections that are maybe smaller knit, that maybe that's where you're bringing your positive energy, is to our new hires, those people that you're really working closely with. And that's probably where they see it most.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think that that's interesting. I always dive deep in that. And so thank you for entertaining one of my strengths questions. I just love asking those. So I do want to wrap up this interview with just asking a very general question. If you could write, let's say, a thank you note to any former colleague or boss, what's one thing you would want to say, and maybe why?
Yes, so this is a very good question. And the reason why I laugh is there is honestly so many people that have been in my corner that have really supported me my whole way here, you know, in Valleywide. But I feel like if I could write a thank you note to all of them, I would say this. I would say thank you so much for believing in me even when I wasn't sure of myself. Thank you for pushing me, guiding me, and showing me that it is possible to lead with both structure and heart. I feel like one of the most important lessons that I've learned is that you can be focused and organized, you can have high standards, and still be kind and supportive. You know, that's something that I try to bring into every part of my work now. I carry those lessons with me every day, and I'm so grateful for the people who saw my strengths and have helped me grow into them.
Oh my God. I love that. Especially your piece about structure and heart. I think that that really covers what we're attempting to do with strengths work, right? Is to have a mix of both, because there are strengths and there are people that are very structured, and there are people that have a lot of passion and lead with just what makes their cup feel full. And so I think having a blend of both is just beautiful. So thank you so much, Marissa. I do always like to give people the opportunity to share any last thoughts, anything that maybe that they thought of that they didn't quite share from, questions we went over today, or even just like a closing. So I'll give you the floor to say anything that comes to mind.
Yeah, so I want to thank you for this opportunity. I feel like the work that I do here at Valleywide, I'm very passionate about. And so I hope every person that I've hired or people that I interact with know that I truly care about them. And as a person, you know, we're here to support the organization as a whole. So if there's anything that anyone may need, the HR department is here for any support that you guys need. I always like to brag about the SharePoint Workforce Development site. Sylvia's put a lot of great work into it, so if you guys haven't yet, please feel free to take a look at that as well as the recruitment center.
Yes. And honestly, we're like the dynamic duo with putting all kinds of content on there. So yes, definitely check out Workforce Development. Lots of cool stuff going on over there and you don't want to miss it. When I started this podcast episode, I started it with a question. And so I asked at the time, what does it take to build a workplace where people feel connected, motivated, and valued? And from that, I felt like I uncovered a whole lot of things with chatting with Marissa about structure and heart and elements of all of those that you can glean from this interview. And absolutely, I want you to think about, based on your strengths, based on your own personal drive, what makes you feel connected? What makes you feel motivated? And what can we do as an organization to make you feel valued? So I'm going to go ahead and just put a nice bow on this and wrap this episode up for you. But I do want you to think about these questions about connection and value and motivation. And if you have some insights that you would like to share, if you would like to be a guest on this podcast, please reach out. This is something that I want to get as many voices as I can to share in this space. I hope that you stick around to check out all the other cool interviews and idea sessions that come out of this work. Thanks again.